Ahead of General Election Day on October 15, Gibson's and Sechelt have provided Coast Reporter with some advanced voting numbers. In Gibson's, 510 people voted in advanced polls. Elizabeth Quayle, communications coordinator for Town of Gibson, shared. In the first advance voting day, October 5, Gibson's had 195 voters, and on the second advance voting day, October 12, Gibson's had 315 voters. As of 11 a.m. October 13, Gibson's had accepted 62 mail ballots. Mail ballot application cutoff is October 13 at 4:30 p.m. and ballots may be returned to the chief election officer until 8 p.m. Saturday evening. Gibson's has an estimated 3,863 eligible voters, according to Civic Info. For Sechelt, there were a combined 852 ballots cast in the advance voting days on October 5 and 11. Deputy Election Officer Carrie Ann Paulson told Coast Reporter, adding that was down from the 2018 election's 968 ballots cast in advance. Sechelt has an estimated 9,602 eligible voters, according to Civic Info. Still deciding who to vote for? We've got profiles and video interviews with Sechelt, Gibson's and SCRD candidates in our election section. We also have profiles for the SD46 candidates.